Time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Campbell and Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, chilly this morning, 33 degrees right now. No rain in the forecast anytime soon?
Doesn't look like it, not until the weekend.
How about snow?
We don't talk about that four-letter word.
There's a lot of things we shouldn't be talking about, but here we are. Brett's in with us this morning as we get started. How are you today?
Oh, not too bad.
Well, good. Tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
A Lennox air-to-air heat pump could be your best friend this coming winter. It's warm, eco-friendly, doesn't make hardly any noise, and can be very cool during the summer months. On top of that, it will work very hard to save you many dollars in energy cost. Camblin Plumbing and Heating are pros at installing an air-to-air heat pump, and in most situations, we can adapt one of these state-of-the-art units using your present furnace. With seven different models to choose from, we can help you get just the right unit to fit your needs and budgets. With the best warranties, competitive pricing, and quality we have all come to respect, Lennox air-to-air heat pumps are the best bet for investing your money and getting a good return. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Yesterday, there was a lot of activity, some pretty decent numbers as far as people going to polling places around the area. It's always good to see a lot of folks participating. And just in case you didn't get a chance to catch all of our coverage late into the evening last night, you know, it kind of stinks having Election Day so close to the time that we turn the clocks back. Because I can't stay up. This whole turning the clock thing around just drives me crazy. I can't do it. I just can't deal with it. It's when my body says it's time to go to bed, it's time to go to bed.
Well, yeah, you know, and before you were always getting woke up by the phone and nobody'd be there for the political calls.
Cell phones, my man. Anyway, if you haven't checked out some of the local election results, then maybe you want to check out KJAN.com. Go to our news page. Rick, I don't think he left last night. I think he was here all night long. Tons and tons and tons of stuff there. Several different stories and lists of election results and things like that, too. If you want to take a look at how all that stuff went down, there are plenty of different places you can find the statewide and national results. We tend to focus more on the local stuff. That's a source where you can find those things. But if you take a look down through a lot of the local election results here in some of the area counties, for example, Cass County, really not a lot of contested races to speak of. Most of the countywide officials here in Cass County were running unopposed. Auditor, the supervisors, sheriff, all running unopposed. There were some public measures on the ballot, and they were filling a vacancy for Union Township Clerk. Cheryl Christensen won that. There were some public measures on the ballot, too, and it had to do with whether or not the county board of supervisors should appoint the clerk trustee instead of having an election for it each time. And it was kind of a mixed bag. Benton Township voters said yes, Edna Township voters said no, Union Township voters said no, and Victoria Township voters barely said yes by one vote. So that's kind of how that stuff played out. Soil and Water Conservation, the top three vote-getters were Kurt Behrens, Clark Gerlach, and Chase Wheatley. They all picked up seats there. County Hospital Trustee in the Northwest District, Roger Herring was the top vote-getter amongst the two that were competing there. So some of the local results there. Also, in some of the area counties, Adams County had a Board of Supervisor race in District 2, and Merlin Dixon was the winner in that race. Carl McCarty was unopposed, running for District 5 for that seat. Dwayne Golden, unopposed, running for county attorney as well. They were electing a county auditor there also. Becky Bissell was the winner in a three-way race in that event. Also, Alan Johannes was elected sheriff. He was unopposed there, too. Over in Adair County, a lot of unopposed activity as well. District 1, Matt Wiedemeyer. District 3, David Holman. District 5, John Twombly. all running for supervisor unopposed. Mindy Schaefer was unopposed for auditor. Brad Newton unopposed for sheriff. Ray Sorensen II was elected to fill a vacancy in the Greenfield City Council there unopposed. All those were unopposed. In Audubon County, they had a Board of Supervisors race. Four people in it. The top two vote-getters were elected. Dwayne Deist and Todd Nelson were the top two vote-getters. Nelson getting 1,817 votes. Deist getting 1,550. Also, Kent Grable, 1,542. Jerry Carter, 1,082. So a relatively tight race there. Also, Auditor Lisa Fredrickson was unopposed for sheriff. There was a race there. Todd Johnson, the incumbent, wins with 2,374 votes. Blake Asbury, the challenger, got 1,080 votes there. Also, the treasurer's spot was unopposed. Debbie Campbell winning there. Over in Guthrie County, they had a Board of Supervisors race in District 1 with Jerome Carraher the winner. Also, they had a race in District 5 with Mike Dixon winning by less than 100 votes. The auditor, Jerry Christman, and the sheriff, Marty Argenbright, both running unopposed there in Guthrie County. Also in Montgomery County, the Board of Supervisors races were unopposed. District 3, Bryant Amos. District 5, Donna Robinson. Both were winners. The auditor's race, Stephanie Burke was unopposed. Joe Sampson for sheriff ran unopposed. So they had a number of unopposed races there. Also over in Shelby County, Board of Supervisors, they had a four-person race for two seats that were available. The top vote-getter was Steve Kinkel, and Charles Parkhurst was the second-highest vote-getter, so they win those two seats. Marcia Carter, the auditor, was unopposed. Mark Hervey, the sheriff, also was unopposed there. Also in Pottawatomie County, they had a couple of Board of Supervisors seats, a couple of supervisor seats open on that board, a three-way race, and the top vote-getters were Melvin Hauser and Lynn Groby, so they were the top two vote-getters there. Also, Marilyn Joe Drake, who's been the auditor for quite a long time in Pottawatomie County, she was unopposed. Jeff Danker ran unopposed as sheriff, and treasurer, they had a vacancy there to fill. Leah Voss was the top vote-getter there in a two-way race. So those are some of the area results in some of those local races that we had around the area last night. Also, in taking a look at some of the results, too, with some of the different, the state representative seats and things. District 20, Clell Bowdler, the Republican incumbent, was a winner in that race over Democrat challenger Greg Nepstad. About 50, almost 58% of the vote for Bowdler. Jack Drake, the Republican incumbent, who was running in, they're all running in new districts, though, with the redistricting, but he was running in District 21, and he picked up almost 57% of the vote. Jack was a winner over Democrat John Rose, the challenger there. Also in District 18, Jason Schultz, a Republican, was the winner with a little over 62%. Casey Fredrickson was in that race, got about 34%. District 16, Marianne Hanusa, the Republican, was the winner by about 1,800 votes over Heidi Gugisberg Connors. And also in District 15, Mark Brandenburg was a winner over George Warren Yapple. And in District 8, Michael Gronstall was the winner over Al Ringenberg in that district. Representative seat here in the area as well, here in southwest Iowa. A few other notes here as well. Just kind of looking through some of the, I don't have a few other notes. Everything's just kind of a summary of what we had talked about earlier. So if you want to see more about those local election results, you can find that information by going to KJAN.com and hit our news page. You can see all the vote totals and things that Rick has posted there. If you want to know more about some of the other places, too, as they have them, the Secretary of State's office decided to do a statewide tabulation as well, and it's they have an Election Central kind of a website where you can see a lot of the things that went on. First time around for it was okay, wasn't great. I'm sure it'll get better as time goes on and everybody gets used to it, uses it, figures it out, but they do have some of those results available there. You can break it down county by county, precinct by precinct. You can print out your own Excel spreadsheet of all that stuff. You do all those kinds of things with it, but if you want to check that out, the address is electionresults.sos.iowa.com. state.gov. So you can go and or just go to the state Secretary of State's website here, and you can find more information there as well. So if you're looking for all those results and a little bit more than what we told you here earlier, then you can find all of that those details by going there. So check all that out, and check out the news page here at KJAN.com for a big rundown of all the different things that went on here locally in the elections yesterday here in the Nishna Valley. I want to turn things back over to Brett so he can... Can you make more sense out of that than I can out of all this?
A lot of information there.
Well, there's a lot more, too. Makes your head spin. It's too early in the morning for that.
That's right.
Tell us more about Camlin's.
Sterling tubs and showers are made with you in mind. Many of their styles have soap shelves, non-slip floors, and sizes to fit most applications. Their remodeler units allow us to take practically any situation and make it better. Camlin Plumbing and Heating has carried Sterling now for several years, and we're very pleased not only with their quality, styles, and ease of installation, but also with the competitive pricing that they offer to you, the ultimate consumer. Shop Camlin Plumbing and Heating for all your bathroom remodeling needs and get discount pricing every day. Stop in and see us at 307 Chestnut in Atlantic or at 1013 7th Street in Harlan. The thought of the day today is by P.J. Plauger. My definition of an expert in any field is a person who knows enough about what's really going on to be scared.
That is incorrect. The definition of an expert is they have to come from at least 30 miles away and carry a briefcase. Yeah. If they do that, they are absolutely an expert.
But if they know enough that they're scared, I'm worried.
We should be.
I think they're thinking
afraid.
About computers. Is what's really going on.
I thought you were talking politics.
Well, that could be too.
Could be just about everything in this world, huh? Thanks, Brett. Appreciate it very much. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.